In early 1962, Phil Spector took the post of East Coast Director of Artist and Repertoire for Liberty Records, a West Coast-based label mostly known for Martin Denny and the Chipmunks. He had a large desk and a nice office at Liberty, but there's little evidence that he did much work. During his short period of time there, he produced three records. This is one, Obrie Wilson, Hey There Mountain.
Hey there, mountain, lucky old mountain. You got a heart made of stone. Guess that's why mountains never cry. Even though you face the world alone.
After less than 2 years of working around the New York music business, 20-year-old Phil Spector put together some dough and started his own label. He signed a group of five young black women from Brooklyn who called themselves the Crystals. The first release on Philly's records hovered around the middle of the charts in late 1961. But it was his next release, a searing piece of social commentary from songwriters Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, where Spector could finally stop working for other people.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little comes uptown each evening to my tenement, uptown where folks don't have to pay much rent. And when he's there with me, he can see that he's everything. Then he's tall, he don't crawl,
After the brilliant Uptown, Spector made one of the very few missteps of his career. Although he quickly pulled the record from release, copies are now collector's items, it has become one of the most infamous songs in rock and roll history. Written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King, produced by Phil Spector, this is the Crystals singing, "He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss."
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, but it didn't hurt me. He couldn't stand to hear me say that I'd been with someone new. And when I told him I had been untrue, he hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, and I knew he loved me. If she didn't care for me, I could have never made him mad. But he hit.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss, the Crystals. Songwriters Carole King and Jerry Goffin, producer Phil Spector. What were they thinking? The stage was set for the first masterpiece of his career. A rush job, owing to a competing version of the song, Spector, for the first time since the Teddy Bears, recorded in Los Angeles, using, for the first time, a set of studio musicians with whom he would work the rest of his career, and, in his rush, brought in Hollywood session vocalists to sing the record while the real Crystals remained on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Rebel by the Crystals was the first number one record for Phil Spector on his own label. This is Joel Salvin. Let me know your thoughts. Drop me an email at joelsalvin@aol.com. Tonight we've been listening to young Phil Spector. Good night.
Okay, hold on one second. Make an ending for me at the same tempo. Start with the drum, okay?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, let's go. Right.
1, 2, 3.
Hold it one more time. Only make it dum, do, dum, 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 okay?
1, 2, 3.